Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Podfic Pals. My name is Mia, and today I'll be reading Trackies by Larry_U_No. This fic is 2.2K, it is rated general audiences, and the relationship is Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson. The tags are established relationship, domestic fluff, anniversary, they are so in love, fetish and kink mentions, it's not actually smutty, fluff and crack, and funny. The summary is as follows. Louis and Harry are having another anniversary. For Harry, Louis's hints to what he would like to be gifted are very confusing. Or the one where trackies.com isn't the place where you buy tracksuits. Louis loved waking up like this. Naked in his bed, lying on his stomach with his right knee pulled up to his elbow. It made his bum pop up a bit, leaving enough space below his pelvis for his morning boner to brush his sheets in a very pleasant way. The best thing about his favorite sleeping position was that it often inspired Harry's wandering hands. Not that this was their routine, but it usually started in a similar way. Harry nuzzling his nose into his back, peppering his neck and shoulders with little wet kisses and nudges, his big warm hand sliding down Louis's backside, squeezing and caressing the curve where the back of his thigh met his bum. Louis always tried to pretend as long as he could that he was still sleeping, waiting for whatever new gentle way Harry would wake him up. But it was apparent that Harry had already guessed correctly that Louis was awake too. His hot breath tickled his neck a little, but it was nothing compared to how Louis had to squirm when Harry's fingertips began to lightly tickle the tiny hairs on his legs. He always had to giggle. "Good morning, sweetheart," Harry greeted him with his drowsy voice and yet another bite on his shoulder. He grabbed him hard by his hip bone, pulling him against his body, sliding his own hard length against Louis's crack. "Hello, darling. Eager much?" Louis grinned, quivering in his lap, which made Harry let out a surprisingly high-pitched sigh of pleasure. Louis turned around in Harry's arms and kissed him hungrily. After a shower, which couldn't have been called quick because it took him about 20 minutes, Louis padded into the kitchen, his hair still dripping wet. Louis was really trying to be more responsible and save more water. He usually contributed to saving the earth by sharing showers with Harry, but today his caring baby gave him some extra time and took Clifford out by himself, so sue him. There were not many better things in the world than a stream of hot water hitting his body. He did much better with recycling. Louis sat down at the table, and Cliff was immediately by his leg, so he petted him plenty. That was what his good boy deserved. He watched Harry making waffles for breakfast, looking like a snack himself. Louis felt so happy, wondering how he had gotten so lucky to land this gorgeous man who loved him to the furthest of galaxies and back. Louis was smiling widely. This was a perfect Sunday morning. "So, I was thinking, for our anniversary next Friday, dinner?" "Sounds lovely, honey." Harry beamed with fondness as he put the last waffle on a plate and began to arrange them like he was preparing it for an Instagram-worthy photo snap, and not for Louis, who would swallow the whole creation in two bites. "Actually, I'm trying to book us a table at the Gherkin," Louis casually continued. "Oh, really?" Harry curiously raised his eyebrows. "Really?" Louis smirked. "I know you loved it there that one time, and it's private, and you deserve the best. You know I enjoy your cooking, but maybe we could focus more on the celebration and less on the dishes this time. And I want to give you something special, and this place is perfect." Harry walked around the counter, leaned down, kissing him. One sweet, long kiss. "I love you, you know. You've mentioned it once or twice. But Lou, help me a bit here. Is there anything you wish for?" "You don't have to buy me anything, Harry." "But I want to. And you've just admitted you have something for me. It's our anniversary. You can go wild, you know." Harry was really adorable, trying to coax some answers out of him. Louis understood his desperate attempts to get some tips. "See, shopping for Harry was easy. Well, not that easy, because shopping for someone who could afford just about anything literally any time, and who always got tons of pretty stuff for free was always hard. But Louis knew he got it right this year. 2 months ago, he had ordered a custom ring with a gorgeous sunstone set in the middle of precisely crafted plastic ornaments. It came in last week, and it was stunning. Louis couldn't wait to see Harry's reaction. Harry was basically a walking window case of a jewelry store. Louis, on the other hand, was not much into flashy, shiny tinsels, and being together for so long made it harder for Harry to actually come up with something surprising. This year he wanted to make it easy for Harry. He had been dropping hints that he had his eyes on this rare vintage Umbro tracksuit for about 3 weeks now. "Aw, you're the most special thing in my life. I need nothing more, love." "But Louis," Harry almost whined, "please, I want to treat you." "Got my treat already," Louis stuck his tongue out. Harry did the same back. "Ah, come here with your tongue. Maybe I haven't sucked on it enough. I will make it up to you." "Why do I put up with you, really?" Harry giggled, but let Louis play with his tongue anyway. "I mean it, Harry. Don't bother yourself with a gift. Just buy me that tracksuit I showed you the other day, and I will be more than happy," he told him, knowing he would be beyond thrilled because it was trying to get it for so long. "I can't just buy you sweats and a jumper. That's not anniversary worthy." "Harry, babe, one last time. Trackies.com and you're all set. It's simple, trust me. This is what I want. It will make me happy. So what if it's an untraditional gift? You know me. I'm not some ordinary lad." "Okay, Lou, as you wish," Harry complied. He loved him way too much to argue about this. When Harry typed trackies.com into his browser, his jaw hit the table. He was redirected to a page. Well, to a page where you couldn't buy any, that was for sure. This site was full of fetish stuff. Hardcore fetish stuff. Harry blushed, but scrolled down anyway, replaying, "This is what I want," Louis had said while sucking obscenely on his tongue, feeding him blueberries and cream when he had paused. Master and slaves? Pups and handlers? He wouldn't be able to walk Clifford in the park anymore if Louis's desire was to be put on a leash as well. Rubber? Leather? Bondage? How the hell should Harry know what Louis wanted? These were very different directions, and they never really had some thorough conversations about kinks. Well, they did, of course. They talked about some. They even tried quite a lot, if you had to be frank. But this? How could Louis leave him in the dark? Harry's head was hurting. He was overwhelmed. He closed the tab and decided to take Clifford for a long walk. He put his cap on, gulped a bit when he grabbed the leash. Cliff was already jumping around. Harry needed to clear his head. He walked through the park for 3 hours. It rained a bit, but that was nothing new. Unlike the stuff he found on the site, Louis had recommended him as an inspiration for their anniversary. Harry's mind was set on analyzing every sexual encounter between them he could think of. Using a scarf was fun. They had tried plenty of toys, but ended up using only some of them again, and not even regularly. And those were the ones mostly considered as normal or boring. Nothing that could be found on trackies. Harry was about to explode. They needed to talk about this first. He couldn't just assume something like this, right? This was big. What if he got it wrong and pressured Louis into something he didn't want? What if he hurt him? But it was supposed to be a surprise. He couldn't tell Louis beforehand. On Friday night, they entered Circe's at the Gherkins' 38th floor, dressed up in suits. Louis looked really gorgeous in his gray one with a white stand-up collar shirt. Harry was so in love, but still quite anxious about the gift. Their dinner was so lovely, the wine extraordinary, and they got lucky with the weather, so the view was nearly as breathtaking as the palpable feeling of infinite adoration between them. When Louis placed a velvet box in front of him with the words that he loved him more and more every day, and that even though it might sound like a cliché, it was completely true, Harry knew that it was no different for him either. He loved Louis so much, and there was nothing he could deny him. Not even a present inspired by his research on trackies.com. Harry plucked up the courage to let the waiter bring a fairly large box wrapped in luxury paper with a golden ribbon for his golden boy on top. "You first," Louis suggested. He couldn't wait any longer. Harry opened the box and gasped loudly. His sincere reaction was better than Louis had expected. Harry parted his lips and shook his head. "Lou, it's beautiful. Oh my God, it's perfect." Harry was out of words, eagerly pulling his current ring from his middle finger to try this new one on. "It really is beautiful, just like you," Louis said dreamily and with so much love. "Happy anniversary, darling. He leaned across the table and kissed Harry lightly on his soft lips. "Now it's my turn," Louis exclaimed, suddenly breaking the romantic atmosphere. "Louis, wait." Harry took him by his wrist to slow him down. He gulped. Now he was really scared. "Nonsense! I've been waiting for this forever." Louis quickly slid the ribbon down and undressed the box, lifting up the lid. He froze. What he saw left him speechless, even motionless. His eyes got glossy, but his face hadn't moved at all. That was the rarest moment of them all. Louis didn't say a word. "Louis?" Harry tilted his head to see if from a different angle Louis would look more alive. Are you okay? I'm sorry." Louis snapped his head towards the waiter. "We are leaving." He got up and helped Harry from his seat, promptly taking the gift, pulling Harry towards the lifts, the check already taken care of. Harry was having goosebumps all over his body. He couldn't read Louis's reaction. It was making him anxious. When the door closed and left them alone, Harry dared to look him in the eyes. And Louis bust out laughing. "Laughing?" Harry was confused. "What the hell, Harry?" Harry didn't know how to respond. "Babe, what is that? That stuff you gave me?" Louis was amused, but Harry felt embarrassed. "I haven't got it right," Harry stated the obvious. "You should have been more specific then. The site was huge, full of fetish and kinky stuff, and how was I supposed to tell what you wished for? You left me guessing, and to make such a huge decision alone, you know I'm not good at this. I usually discuss new brands of socks with you. How could you think I would be able to choose kinky stuff for our anniversary?" "That's just mean. I tried. Baby, I tried." Harry was desperate. It was their day, and he managed to screw it up right after he got the most romantic gift ever. "Harry, calm down. I'm not mad, you fool. I just nearly died because you casually gave me a bondage set at the table of a fancy restaurant. What if the waiter saw?" "How should I do it, then?" "The real question is why? Why did you do it? You should have told me you were thinking about new ways to spice it up in the bedroom. Where is this even coming from?" "From you," Harry revealed. "What?" Louis's face twisted in surprise and astonishment. "You set trackies," Harry insisted. "Well, yeah, I wanted trackies. I was expecting clothes, not a lack of them." "Oh," Harry's voice dropped. "But the site you recommend to me, that's not where you buy clothes."
"Which site?"
"Trackies.com. You told me trackies.com," Harry repeated. "That was not it was just a random, buy me that in some shop, I don't care in which one." Louis fished his mobile out of the pocket, typing the words out into the search bar. And then trackies appeared on his screen. Oh God, I would never without talking to you first." "Louis, I'm sorry." Harry shrugged with embarrassment, but Louis hugged him tight. Don't be. "I ruined it. I love you, and I ruined it." "You haven't. If anything, you made it clear you really love me no matter what." He kissed him. "And I can tell it was expensive." Louis winked. "It's custom made," Harry admitted. "Only the best for you." "You bloody crazy man. I love you. So damn much," Louis confessed. The lift dinged just then, and a door opened wide. "Take me home, darling." This was Trackies by Larry_U_No. We are the Podfic Pals, and you can find us on anchor.fm/podfic-pals or on podfic-pals.tumblr.com. Until next time, have a good day.